We must have a first-hand experience. In other words, one must have an encounter with God that is genuine. It must be real. You have to know Jesus for yourself. You have to experience Christ for yourself. It's not just an emotional encounter, but a life-changing encounter. God has no grandchildren, only children. Your parents knowing God is not enough. You must know Him personally.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so delighted to have you with us today on Truth and Fact. We are in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verse 31. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the Scriptures to us? That's right. I'm talking about having a renewed passion for the Lord Jesus Christ. And these two men on the road to Emmaus were down, discouraged, distraught, because they thought that their Savior was dead. They had lost the fire. They had lost the zeal. They had sunk down to an all-time low. They had lost their passion, and now they're on their way to another village going in the opposite direction. They're going the wrong way. And perhaps, my friend, God is trying to reach you. Maybe you've lost the fire. Maybe you've lost the zeal. Maybe you've lost the passion for Jesus that at one time you had, and you're going the wrong direction, and God is trying to get your attention to bring you back. I've known people to go the wrong direction. Things didn't turn out for them the way that they thought, so they went another way. The problem is God never told them to go that way. They just took it upon themselves without consulting the Lord. And as a result, their life ended up in a mess. Well, look at Jonah. I mean, God called him to go preach to Nineveh, but Jonah ran from the presence of God and ran from the call of God. And he ended up in the belly of a whale, a big fish. Folks, that's a mess. Talk about stink. Look at the prodigal son. I mean, he took his inheritance from his father and he split. He got out of town. He got out of Dodge. But after he spent all of his money on lavish living, he was left with nothing. He hit the bottom. He was about to slop with the pigs. His life was a mess. He went another direction, but it was after he repented that he came back to his father and was restored. It's when he got back on the right road, making right choices. You see, these two men lost their zeal, their fire. They lost their passion. But the question is, how do you get it back? What does it take to have a passion for Christ? How do you get the fire for God? Well, number one, you must have a first-hand experience. In other words, one must have an encounter with God that is genuine. It must be real. You must see Jesus for yourself. You have to experience Christ for yourself. Not just an emotional encounter, but a life-changing encounter. God has no grandchildren, only children. Your parents knowing God is not enough. You must know Him. Your dad being a deacon or a pastor or a preacher is not enough. You must know Him for yourself. It's not enough to know God theologically. He must be encountered. You can read the Bible and still miss God. Memorizing scriptures aren't enough. You must know this Jesus experientially. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. It's being enlightened, tasting the heavenly gift, becoming a partaker of the Holy Spirit, tasting the good word of God and the powers of the age to come. It's being born again, saved, redeemed, regenerated, washed, and cleansed. Paul had an encounter with Jesus and he would never be the same. Moses had an encounter with God and he would never be the same. The bush that burned, oh, he experienced that, but now the bush burned within his heart. Once they met the Master, their hearts were set ablaze for God. They had an encounter with an all-consuming fire in their lives, and now they have a zeal, a fire, and a passion for God. Oh, that we would have such a passion for Christ. God, give us hungry hearts for you. Change us, oh God. Burn in our hearts. Light a fire in us. Burn out all the dross. Burn out all that which would pull me away from you. Would you pray for that right now, my friend? Maybe God is trying to speak to you.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.